time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkins Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
It is time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is how you get in. If you got something to say, hit us up on that line. You should memorize that number by now. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, may make the big show if it's really good.
Throughout the whole preseason, they called every single helmet-to-helmet penalty they could. Last night, Alvin Kamara not only got away with helmet-to-helmet, but he launched himself helmet-to-helmet into Alvin Kamara and no call. I guarantee if that had been going against a Cowboy, Jerry Jones would be the first one after the game complaining.
No call last night. That's right. Surprising. Because they usually look for that kind of call. They haven't been calling it a lot. I guess they thought they instituted the mindset in the preseason and they're not calling it, but that was obvious.
Why would you use two challenge flags in the beginning of the game when in the third quarter, when you needed to make a challenge, you didn't on that play where Beasley was short on the first down? Sean Payton, you're a hate the faith and you're an idiot.
I don't think he's an idiot. He's a pretty good coach, but that lends some credence to the fix was in.
Crazy. The Cowboys will not beat the Saints. What I just saw, Mike, I saw the Cowboys shut down the Saints the whole game. I don't think Philadelphia did that. Do you remember that game?
No.
Go Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Bragging about the Cowboys did not add any inches to your peepee.
Hey, we beat the Saints last night. Y'all got whooped by the Saints. We got 5 Super Bowl trophies. Y'all barely got one.
Bragging about the Cowboys still makes you a two-incher.
You Cowboy weasels are such fraud fans calling in here. Oh, look, we won a game, blah, 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 blah. Where were you all season? Where were you last season? Do you honestly think you can call up the radio station of defending Super Bowl champs and stick your checks out like idiots? You guys are morons.
Interestingly enough, they waited until after the New Orleans victory to do it.
Mikey Miss, this is Don Fulion calling you with all due respect. I just watched the Cowboys beat the Saints, the same team that dismantled these Eagles, who barely beat the miserable Giants. I'll tell you what, it's time for Luca to pay a visit.
Was that a Cowboy fan trying to do Don Corleone?
No, that was an Eagles fan saying that, saying it was over, but he just wasn't the worst impression of all.
It wasn't the best. It was in medium.
What is wrong with people? People aren't disappointed that they may not even make the playoffs. They're not even a 500 team. What happened?
Well, a lot of things happened. And one of the things that happened was they got too full of themselves. They made some really bad decisions on who to bring back and who not to bring back. And their draft didn't fortify anything. And plus, they get all banged up. I mean, it happens to more teams than you would think when they come off a Super Bowl victory. A lot of teams don't make the playoffs the next year. This is one of them.
All these wusses calling up about the Eagles not making a playoff. Mulligan my ass. They're the world friggin' champions. They should make their playoffs, but these people are getting themselves all set up for them not to make the playoffs.
Mulligan my ass. Oh, I like it.
So, Mike, the question is, do we still care? I personally still care. One thing for damn sure, I don't want to see no Cowboys in the playoffs come wild card weekend. All right? You can forget that.
They're not going to be there wild card weekend. Well, yes, they will. They'll be hosting the game, though. Wait, listen, this is just one of you got to suck it up. Like, unpleasant things happen in life, right? And what I say, well, you just got to suck it up and move on. And this is going to be one of those things. I see it. An unpleasantry. Dallas wins division, get in the playoffs. It's just, it's one of those years, folks. You got to take it. But we all have to take it. It's like getting stabbed in the heart.
I'm curious how Tyrone believes so much in our quarterback, then turns around and rips Drew Brees, saying he showed his true colors last night after one bad away game. Drew Brees' stats for the season are 3,200 yards, 30 touchdowns, 3 interceptions for a rating of 123.2. Compare that to Carson Wentz, Tyrone, then get back to
you. Tyrone's a hater. See, Tyrone, the thing about Tyrone, I kind of respect it, but because his beliefs are his beliefs. But it's like, you know, I can dislike Tiger Woods and admit he's great and was the greatest ever. You can't admit that Drew Brees is a top five quarterback.
I got him sixth.
You'd be doing that reluctantly, right? Because in general, you're punishing him for the fact that you don't like him.
Yeah, I am.
Which is fraudulent.
It is, but did he come up big last night?
But that plays right into your hands.
See?
Right? Of all the times you're going to rip Drew Brees after the brilliance that he's been this year, you're going to rip him for that game?
I got new information.
No, stop with your new information.
You know, we all love Brian Westbrook. We all know he's a Philadelphia icon. But you know what? I'm going to have to agree with Tyrone. You know, you got to watch that guy. How do you not like Reese's Cups, but you like a Snickers that has peanuts in it?
Yeah, well, his rationale is chocolate goes with peanuts, but it doesn't go with peanut butter. Which doesn't make any sense at all, because it goes better with peanut butter.
Why did Hextall have a press conference and say that he was shocked? I'm shocked, too, that they didn't fire you and that freaking coach long before. You guys screwed it up, and you didn't do anything. Ron, I love you as a player. But as a GM, at least in Philly, you didn't show up, buddy. Tough break.
Yeah, but it leaves the organization in charge of a guy who may not be capable of leading the organization. And that's the hardship of this whole thing.
Hextall, David Hextall, he's the worst coach in history. Screw the Flyer season, but at least they gave us pretty. Merry Christmas!
Yabba dabba doo! Close it down, brother.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
That was Sound Off.